When the Raiders held their first team offense out of Thursday's preseason game in Houston, one starter still took the field, Jalen Naylor, the lone first-teamer to start on offense, per Sam Gordon at the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The deployment came with a purpose, giving rookie Fernando Mendoza a trusted target for his first NFL start, and the connection produced the film Clint Kubiak singled out afterward. "I really like what he did on third down," the coach said of Mendoza, citing downfield third down conversions to Naylor and Malik Benson, per Levi Edwards at Raiders.com. "No Fuller-Naylor stat line surfaced in the coverage we read, so the third down work is the documented piece. The week's other entry is positional." Adam Hill at the Review-Journal, surveying the roster battles on Sunday, described Trey Tucker and Naylor as locked in as the top two receiver options, with Kubiak demanding more from everyone behind them. "I need more from them," after Houston. Being on the safe side of that sentence in cutdown week is its own kind of production. The context around the room also shifted slightly. The Raiders signed veteran receiver Noah Brown on August 16th, per the team's announcement, adding a body to the group being pushed, not to the top two. For anyone hearing this fresh, the June read on Naylor was that Las Vegas paid for a target share that had never existed at any point in his career, and the thing to watch was whether the team actually builds the role in August. A month later, the evidence keeps stacking the same direction. First-team alignment, coach-cited production, and a beat consensus placing him in the top two. What to watch? His usage when the first-team offense plays the finale, and the shape of the receiver room after Sunday's cut down to 53. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.